Well, good day and welcome to Wampaw, New York. Here at the University of Wampaw, which is one of five fully accredited institutions of higher learning, fully staffed by priesterlies, overlords, and preservatives of Elcott the Next Step. And this is Elcott the Next Step. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Elcott. Well, I hope your day is going as good as my day is, because I've got a very dear friend who's come to visit me here at the Wampaw Arch of Reaffirmament. The Arch of Reaffirmament has its own story, and it's why my very dear friend, Gabba Lapid, is here. And how are you, Gabba?
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to everyone. It's morning here. I know you're in an on-demand podcast, so wherever you're hearing us, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Or good day, good day, good day.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Good day, good day, good day. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're very grateful that you've taken the time. Gabba, you are recently incurred, and that was that you were fully vested as an Elcott South. So you are a priesterly now.
I am, and I'm thrilled. And we had the vestment dinner last night, and I met so many of my original friends. A lot of the guys I came up with in the Boise franchise. And
now this is the Elcott franchise, Elcott management franchise in Boise, Idaho.
Yes, that's correct. I got to tell you, it was great to see everyone. It was great to see you, Ed. It was great to see you, Ed, because the last time I'd seen you... Is it all right if I talk about this?
Well, let's see. Oh, you, when I was involved with Gloria Grover, is that right?
Yes, and she had decided to move into... She moved in with one of the overlords.
Okay, that's... What do we got?
They're on their way now.
Why'd they do that?
I think it's because you brought up the fact that Gloria... And what am I allowed to do?
You shouldn't have asked.
Well, what does that mean, I shouldn't have asked? All I want to know is...
Hey, now! Yeah, it feels good.
Shit. Hey, what? Why? All right, I won't ask any more questions.
Let's not ask any more questions, but I know that the overlords stepped in when you referenced one of the preservatives soon to be an overlord, and that is Gloria Grover.
All right, I apologize to the extent that...
Well, just don't talk so much about it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, can I ask a question?
Well, what do you want to ask?
Who are you?
I'm just the engineer, but because I'm not Elcott South, I'm allowed by the overlords to chastise and to give you the what they call give you the lowdown, give you the goods, you know.
Well, it's not called giving it the goods. It's called giving us the philosophical underpinning. I should know what it is, and yet I do have lapses. Now, we've just been leveled twice within the opening minutes of our podcast here, so it would behoove us to at least try to explain.
I think you'll be allowed to explain with, let me just ask, overlords? Hold on for a minute, I gotta get on the hotline. Right. Okay, got it.
The overlords just came in and consulted with Jerry, my engineer. What'd they say?
Well, don't be so vulgar as to say what they say. You have to.
I apologize.
Let me do it. Jerry, this is Gabba Lapid, soon to be a new priesterly.
All right, you're talking too much.
Would you please tell us what the overlords wish?
Yes, they just want you to be very cleansed and crisp in your requests. Be priesterly and do not engage in too much vulgarity, except in the instance of Gabba, which you had got clearance for.
Yes, before the podcast today, and thank you very much for that, Jerry. Before the podcast today, I asked for clearance from the overlords to discuss with you Gabba Lapid's background in adult films, which was something you engaged in
because you had reached a sort of low ebb in your life. We have an awful lot of people in Elcott The Next Step who were involved in the adult film industry. Can you explain that?
I know in my case, Ed, I had the misfortune of a last name that a producer who encountered me at the International House of Pancakes, and I know you know the one I'm talking about.
The one on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood.
Yes, yes.
I know it well, yes.
All right. So you know, because you dabbled, didn't you?
Well, dabbling is a term we use in Elcott, so I can explain to everyone.
Go ahead.
Dabbling is a term we use in Elcott, The Next Step, that refers to work in the adult film or pornographic business. Did you dabble? And the reason why we have this terminology is because of the number of people that were involved.
And what films did you do?
You are required to answer that when anyone asks you of the dabblement.
Well, I did. I was a I did gay porn. And
but you were dressed as a girl, right?
Overlords, I'd like to just say I.
Hey! You just don't question the overlords, and don't, if someone asks, the dabbleman.
Jerry, thank you. Jerry is my engineer, and he's not Elcott. I'm a priesterly in Elcott, and I've been leveled 3 times.
Are you actually arguing with me?
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked the question.
No, it's perfectly fine.
Well, I don't want to get into the dabblement. I will tell you my dabblement. I dabbled in porn, and they used to call me, because I come originally from Idaho, and they called me the Idaho Stud, not Spud, but Stud, right?
Right, you were but I don't know anything about the movies you did.
That's a lie, I think, isn't it?
It's not, yes, it is a lie. I didn't want people to think. Oh, fuck. All right, we're starting off very rough here today on Elcott The Next Step. I've been leveled. People have revealed the fact that I did gay porn dressed in female clothing. I'm talking here to my friend Gabba Lappet, and he's talking about his career as the Idaho stud, and I'm getting...
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
You need to walk it off?
Jerry, would you please just not keep inserting yourself into this program? You're not even an Elcott The Next Step.
I'm sorry.
Jerry, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped at you. Elcott The Next Step is a wonderful philosophy that enables all of us to realize our potential. And our potential is to level ego to the point where it doesn't exist. Where, for instance, last week, what I decided to do, because I wear long hair, I decided to wrap my hair up into a bun and wear my long hair. Now, I'm a man. Now, keep in mind what I did here.
I thought this was a great statement.
Yeah, and because I told Gab about this, I took my hair and rolled it up into a bun and pinned it there to the back of my head. So I walked around with this bun head as if I was some... a college English professor bedding every girl in the lecture hall there, right?
Yeah.
Now, that was embarrassing. I felt like I was a mindless, empty-headed thing clacking down the halls of Wampaw University with this bun sticking out of the back of my head. What I should have done probably is cut my hair, and yet I wear my hair long so that I can... afford myself of these moments where I can embarrass myself and level my ego.
Well, the levelment of the ego is what this is all about. Long before I got into adult film, when I was in high school, I wanted to change my last name from Lappet, because when I finally did meet that producer, and that was at the International House of Pancakes.
Yes.
Right there on Sunset Boulevard. He said, your last name is Lappet, as in lap it up? And I said, I guess. And he said, friend, you welcome to your new world. And he opened up the door to a limousine, and I got in, and there were three women in there, no clothes on at all.
You are kidding.
No, no clothes on at all, not even shoes. Three women completely naked, and they were drunk because they'd been drinking straight out of a bottle of Southern Comfort. And as soon as I got in, it was something out of... Do you remember the film Shock Corridor?
I do remember Shock Corridor. Yes, you mean when Peter Brick is...
Yes, when he's attacked by the nymphomaniacs. Yes.
Yes, and that film tried to make it appear as if this was what now?
Well, you're talking about nymphomania. This is a sexual discussion going far beyond.
Look at Jerry...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Fuck. Are you all right, Ed? I don't know how many of these levelments you can take.
Because I'm a priesterly, I'm supposed to be able to take them all. I'm not doing well today. I want all of the people that are listening to the podcast today to know these are levelments that I deserve and that I do not bear any grudge at all to the overlords. What now?
Well, you don't have to just... The overlords don't need you to defend them. You don't,
I'm just trying to say...
Yeah. See, one of the overlords was still here because he knew that you were going to mess up.
You know,
Oh, my God, you looked at me as if you wanted to strangle me? Overlords, overlords.
Ed, are you all right? Ed, is he all right?
He'll come out of it. Take over the show.
Ed, you want me to take over the show?
Yeah, he'll come out of it.
This is Gabba Lapid. I'm a newly initiated priesterly South. That is a Elcott South. And this is Elcott The Next Step. Generally hosted by my friend Ed Elcott. Ed? Ed has been leveled about 6 or 7 times. It's not been a good morning for him. And so what I've decided to do, not I haven't, but I think the overlords decided for me, is that I take over the program. And let me tell you about, maybe I could give you a little bit of my history. I was contacted directly by the overlords. My life, and sometimes this will happen, your life can be of such a low level that the overlords come to you in dreams, in visions. They come to you in, yes, at times, even hallucinations. And so it was for me that the overlords contacted me in a hallucination, in a hallucinatory state. I can't tell you whether or not I was using drugs at that particular time. I don't remember. I have to tell you, I probably wasn't. I probably was actually quite sober. But the overlords did indeed come to me in visions of peace and prosperity. This is how they put it to you, you know. And so it was that I was contacted by the overlords, and they said to me, and by the way, they called me on the phone. A lot of people don't know that. The overlords called me. They called me from, it sounded to me like it might have been a pool hall or something, but and as a matter of fact, they had called me from a pool hall, and you want to know where I was? I was on the set of one of the porn movies that I was involved in. Now, that's the craziest thing that you ever done did know of in your life, and yet that is exactly what happened. So I'm going to play the tape back.
This is a tape from your answer machine.
Right, I rolled tape on this because I didn't even know what was going on. I did not believe it at the time, but here it is.
Yeah? I don't know. They want me on set.
Yeah, that's a blowjob.
They want me on set.
And that was that, and that's how that happened, and that's an actual recording.
Yeah, that was a recording from your
I know, for my voicemail. How many times you want to break? Sorry. You know what? This was a bad idea. Me coming in here and talking to Ed Elcott this morning. Ed, are you okay? All right, Ed's not doing good at all.
No, he's not doing good. Both of you guys are really messing up. I tell you what, why don't you take a break?
Take a break and do what?
Do a...
Okay, well... All right, this is Elcott, The Next Step. My name is Gabba Lappet. I was in the adult film business, and I am now a priesterly. I am an Elcott South. Ed Elcott has been rendered momentarily catatonic as the result of levelments this morning because he overstepped, and we did have the overlords come in here and level him. I'm sure he's going to be all right. Ed right now is in a phase that we call bubbling under. You sound as if you're literally trying to breathe underwater, and you're just, you're in a state. You're not unconscious, and you're not in any physically impaired state. You are simply bubbling under. Your consciousness is rearranging, and it is getting ready to charge into the world again. Your consciousness is not unlike a runner pacing around before the race, and that's what's happening to Ed right now. Ed? All right, so Ed's laying here on the floor. And I just...
He'll be okay.
All right, and Jerry is with us. We'll be right back here on Elcott, The Next Step. I am Gabba Lappet. Elcott, The Next Step from Wampaw University. A presentation of Wampaw University and the Department of Agriculture. For more information about Elcott, The Next Step and our forthcoming seminars on priesterly and novitiate initiates... Write to Elcott, The Next Step, The Ark of Reaffirmament, Wampaw University. This is Gabba Lappet. The Ark of Reaffirmament is where dysfunctional men, men who are having a sexual prowess problem, a sexual performance problem, where they are unable to perform sexually within the marital bands, come to the Ark of the Reaffirmament. That's not affirm, that's just reaffirming. But it's called the Reaffirmament because you reaffirm, you're reaffirming. Now, this is something that no priesterly, no preservative, no overlord, not even level two novitiates need. By the time you become a level two novitiate, you never have a problem this way. There's no need, for instance, for Viagra or Cialis or Calalalasis. I've never used it, so I don't know how to pronounce it. What is it again?
Well, it's called Viagra. It's on all the commercials.
Oh, I don't care if it's on all the commercials. I don't use it, so I don't know how to pronounce it. I call it Viagra. Or is it Viagra? Oh, it is Viagra.
Yes.
Well, I used to call it Viagra.
Yes, until you...
Jerry, you know, I can understand why Ed... Fuck.
You have to take my direction.
Yeah, okay. You got it there, stud. This is...
All right, I'm all right. What has been going on around here?
Well, Gabba was doing fine until he decided to challenge me as an intermediary.
All right, Gabba Lappet is with... I know I was bubbling under... When you're bubbling under, I could see everything that was going on. I could hear everything that was going on. And I could do nothing about it. In fact, I felt like I was walking around, and at one point I walked over to you, Jerry, and slapped you across the face, but you couldn't feel it, right?
No, not at all.
See, that's what, when you're bubbling under, you feel as if you are interacting with the world normally, and yet I knew that I wasn't. I knew that I wasn't because I'm a priesterly.
Well, you missed out on... on a lot. I've been leveled. I overstepped here with Jerry. We went to a commercial break.
So you were leveled during this period as well?
Yes, because I overstepped on some sexual topic.
Well, you've been talking about the reaffirmment. That's fine. But then he said that he didn't pronounce Viagra properly. Yes, he did pronounce Viagra properly, so he lied. He lied through his teeth.
All right. Well, the reaffirming, I guess you explained it.
I did.
So the reaffirming means you reaffirm the penis, and this is the arc of reaffirming. And to say that you don't know how to pronounce Viagra, I know you've never used it, neither have I. But I know how to pronounce it.
Yes, I lied. I did lie.
All right. So all is well, even though we've had quite a rough morning here in terms of establishing the program, because there have been so many oversteppings that the overlords have had to come in and flush and level and then reflush and extract.
Yes, and in one case, one of the overlords had to grope.
Well, groping is when an overlord hides. You think he's left the room, but he's actually hiding to see if you screw up anymore. And what do you think happened?
We screwed up.
We screwed up. If you want to put it that way, we screwed up. What we did is we overstepped. That's what we call, quote, screwing up in Elcott the Next Step. We simply overstepped. Elcott the Next Step is called Elcott the Next Step because...
It's all right, ladies and gentlemen. What's happened to Ed is he's regroupering. We call it regroupering because when you are bubbling under, it's as if you're underwater and you are almost like a grouper fish.
All right, I'm okay.
Are you all right? Do you want some water, Ed?
No, call me doctor, please.
All right, I thought I was allowed to call you Ed.
Oh, boy. You can call me Ed, I swear to God.
Shit. All right, you want me to take over?
No, I've got it. You can call me Ed. That's all right.
That's the song. You can call me Ed. Remember that?
You can call me Al, I think was the song. But welcome to Elcott, the Next Step. We're going to take some phone calls now. With me is Gabba Lappet. By the way, how did you get the name Gabba?
Well, when I was a kid, my sister called me Gabba. My name was Gabriel. But my sister mispronounced it, called me Gabba, and my parents thought that was cute, so my parents continued to call me Gabba. And then my last name, Lappet, so Gabba Lappet. When I got into the adult film end of things, some of the producers said that, could we call you Gobble or Gobble Lappet? And I said, that's a little bit overkill, don't you think? I was already humiliated enough.
I understand.
So,
what? Have you thought about changing your name?
Well, when I become a preservative, they told me that if I become a preservative, they said I could.
Yes, you do have that option. The reason why I'm not going to change mine is because I'm very blessed. I am the great-great-great-grandson of the founder of Elcott the Next Step, Hevner Elcott, who founded Elcott the Next Step in Brantford, Ontario, Canada, back in the 19th century.
Well, it's a very... good name to have. It's a fortunate name.
All right, well, let's go to a phone call now. And this is Clay calling us from Michigan. Hello, Clay, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
I wanted to ask the gentleman there, Gabba. Gabba, have you been to the... I know you were at the franchise in Boise. Have you been to our new franchise in Lansing?
I haven't, no.
Well, there's a Gabba Lappet library.
Oh, that was the money that I had donated. When I became a priesterly, I donated money.
Yeah, there's a Gabba Lappet library, and there's another area. It's a place where kids can read. There's children's books. It's very nice. And I asked the people here, and they said, yes, that you donated money.
Well, I knew they were starting the new franchise there.
And this was when?
Oh, this was how long? What is your name, Sir Clay?
Yeah, this is Clay Harbinger.
When was this, Clay?
We've had the library for a couple of years.
Oh, so do you recall getting the petition?
Oh no, this was a vision I had, and I had been leveled. I was a novitiate initiate. I'd been leveled by the overlords. I'd said, I think I had backslid, and I had had intimate relations with a wife of an overlord. Oh God, I brought it up. I probably shouldn't have.
No, it's all right. In this instance, because it's coupled with a good act.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in any trouble.
No, you're not getting me in trouble. So, and so I decided I needed to do something to to really cleanse, because I wanted to flush. I didn't just want to cleanse. I needed flushing. And that's when I decided to donate the money there.
Well, it's a great library. There's lots of books, and we have a very high illiteracy rate here in the village that we live in. This is outside of Lansing.
But what is the name of your town?
Well, it's not even a town. It's a village. It's called Kempinger. Kempinger Village. And we don't really have... I'm the only one in the village who has any consistent literacy. We've got a few people that are literate to varying degrees.
This is Dr. Elcott, Clay. You're saying that you have a library there, but very low literacy?
Yeah, well, that's the reason why I called up, because we want to read. We're getting up on some of these books pretty good. There's a lot of picture books, and we've got big letters, you know.
Well, I knew that they... I said just take the money and do what you need with it.
Yeah, well, that's what we did. I was part of the panel that decided on which books to buy, and we got books that had big letters and books that had pictures, and we're getting up on them pretty good.
Have you improved your literacy in that village?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm reading better, and there's two or three people who know how to read pretty good. But it's just the fact that we have the library here, and somebody had remarked, whenever I see a book with lots of pictures and big giant letters, I think very fondly back on the Gabba Lapid Library there in Kempinger Village, Michigan. And I it's hard to...
Very emotional, huh?
It's very emotional, yeah. It's very... It's...
You're a very sweet guy, Clay, to call up and tell me that.
I wanted you to know it, and we're so grateful. Elcott, the next step.
Now, the Elcott franchise there is the Lansing, correct?
Yeah, it's Lansing, and we have outreach programs here in Kempinger Village and a couple of Ennsville.
What is the name of it?
Ennsville.
Ennsville, all right. Well, very, very good, Clay. Thank you so much for being a part of this morning's Elcott the Next Step program.
Okay.
Isn't that man? He was quite overcome, wasn't he?
Well, you know, Ed, that was me. That was me when I found Elcott the Next Step. I couldn't have sunk much lower in my life. I was living in Hollywood in a cheap apartment. I was making movies. I was degrading myself as the Idaho stud, as literally getting on camera dressed as a potato farmer. And the plots to these movies, a lot of people might find them amusing.
Well, go ahead and tell us if the overlords, if I can get clearance.
You may get clearance with the overlords.
All right, overlord, oh, overlord. Elcott, all hail Elcott. I'd like to speak to Gabba Lapid about the plots to some of the adult films that he was in. All right, that is a yes. Thank you, Overlord. All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
I
know take drugs no more.
So tell us, these films that you were in were degrading and demeaning.
Well, they were very degrading and demeaning. One was called The Idaho Stud, and I was a potato farmer, and I had on my potato overalls and boxes of that cheap instant potatoes, because I was supposed to have a sex act with a young lady in a mashed potatoes, and this was the sex. This was what we were going to do, and so the crew had spent the good part of the morning cooking up big batches of mashed potatoes, the instant potatoes, and then we were going to have a sex act in it. And so they rolled the cameras, we had the sex act, and these instant potatoes dry and become quite, they're almost, they suck the moisture out of the skin is what I'm trying to say. And so I was not able to perform sexually after that.
And yet you say you've never taken Viagra.
You mean Viagra?
I meant, God damn it, I meant Viagra. I meant Viagra, you...
Well, you didn't say it.
All right, did you... Are you lying when you say you've never taken Viagra?
No, I'm not, because this was before Viagra was commonly used.
See, that's the whole thing, Doc.
Don't call me Doc, God damn it.
Oh my God, it's a reversal. They're going to hit me with it.
Thank you. All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
What has just happened is something that rarely happens, but when it does happen, it is devastating. Jerry was just leveled by the overlords. Jerry is not a novitiate or an initiate. In short, Jerry is not a part of Elcott the Next Step at all. And so the leveling that he just got has rendered him a hopeless vegetable. And that is the state that he will remain in until such time as the overlords come in here and restore him. So I can look at this. Watch this. Hey, Jerry. Jerry.
Jeez, you just hit him in the face.
That's right. He's got it coming, too. All the garbage he's given me. Hey, Jerry. You ever see my left? Look at this. Oh, faked with my left. Here comes the right.
Wah.
Now you heard him just...
Yeah.
That'll teach you. What did I do, overlords? You gotta be... You're gonna reverse him? Come on.
Oh, God. I was leveled.
Yes, you were.
Oh, it looks like the overlords must have reversed.
Yeah, they reversed because they didn't like me...
Were you slapping my face?
He was. He was slapping your face.
You sure that's all you were doing? You didn't pull... Well, never mind.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Now, come on, Ed. Keep it together, Ed, because the overlords will come back in here and level you.
Yeah. All right, all hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
I know take drugs no more.
I know take drugs no more.
All right, let's go to another phone call. Hello, Emily, hi.
Good morning, Dr. Elcott. This is Emily Perfizer, and I'm calling you from Syracuse, New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Mr. Lapid.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Your name, Gabba Lapid, you mentioned led you to a life of I can't imagine, humiliation, degradation. I can't even imagine being involved in that industry. I am... looking into Elcott the Next Step. But I wanted to ask you, since your life condition was so degraded as a actor in these perverse films, when Elcott contacted you, you said that the overlords contacted you?
The overlords contacted me in a vision and then called me on the phone, and I played the tape recording there.
Could you play that one more time?
Yes, I most certainly can, and it's probably a very good thing to do. You're going to hear me. I'm in on a set of a film that I'm shooting, and the overlords are calling me from a pool hall because the overlords were...
A lot of times the overlords are relaxed.
The overlords were relaxing.
Well, the overlord, yes, and on, as we know, on Saturdays, the overlords watch NC2A football, which sounds very uncharacteristic of... quasi-spiritual beings, and this is what confuses a lot of people.
You guys can maybe talk about that later.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Here, then, is the tape recording.
Oh, I don't know. I've got a movie to cut here. Well, if you say so. Can't beat 'em, join 'em.
And so that's the tape recording.
That's very interesting that they would contact you after coming to you in a vision. So first you hallucinated them, and then they called you on the phone.
I think the reason was I wasn't too sure as to what it was I'd seen. I wasn't sure as to what I'd seen, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, my God. And so in the vision, in the hallucination... I said, would you guys be so good as to contact me in the real world? And they said, sure, what's your number? And I gave it to them. And I gave them the number of the set I was working at.
So the overlords contacted you. Now, why do you suppose, in your case, things had gotten to the point where the overlords needed to contact you through a hallucination or a vision?
I don't know. I think it's because they might have seen some potential... I probably it was more to the point that I had donated money to that library and I was on fast track.
Oh, fast track is when you donate money to Elcott the next step. Now, some people have taken that the wrong way.
Yeah, a lot of people say...
Excuse me, Jerry, I'm doing it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm waiting for the overlords to come in and start...
I'm still here, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just hung up on her.
Well, you're being very short-tempered.
No, I'm not being... I'm waiting for the overlords to come in here and level me for no reason whatsoever because you can't keep your mouth shut, goddammit. Was that... Are you telling me there was a groping?
Yeah, there was one. Overlord B was hiding behind the desk here.
Hiding behind the desk, huh?
Oh, my God. Are you saying he was giving me a blowjob? Did you hear what he just said, Overlord B?
I would have thought the same thing, okay?
All right, well, then you can have some, too.
Mother...
Yeah.
All right, all hail... Sorry, Overlord. You would have to...
No, I don't have to. You're thinking because the Overlord was hiding behind this podium that somehow he's... Gee whiz.
What's he doing hiding behind your... I forget. I won't ask.
Take it from me. Just don't ask.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott The Next Step. And this is quite an unusual, and I would say a very fortuitous Elcott The Next Step program. On this program today, you have heard a variety of oversteppings, a variety of levelments. We've been taking some phone calls. I have been humiliated. Gabba Lapid has been humiliated. We're talking about his career in adult films. We're talking about Jerry.
Yeah?
Getting a blowjob, okay?
I don't care. I have to tell the truth, all right?
Don't do it, Doc.
And by the way, it was an overlord that was sucking your dick.
Feel good?
I don't care. Someone's got to speak the truth. The overlord sucked your dick.
Come on, Ed. Don't do it, Ed. Don't do it. You've got your whole life ahead of you. You've got a career in Elcott The Next Step.
I understand. And I respect and I praise Elcott. All hail Elcott. But an overlord was sucking on Jerry's dick.
Okay, they've given you the truth gong.
I knew it.
So you were speaking the truth.
I knew that was going on. And Overlord P should have been more forthcoming.
The Overlord doesn't have to be forthcoming. You have to discover the truth. Now you get another levelman.
Come on, buddy. Come on. God damn it. Oh, man. How much of this bullshit can I pop with?
Tell you what, Gabba, thank you very much for being Ed's guest. He'll do the rest of the program solo.
But wait a minute. Ed's my friend.
He'll do the rest of the program solo. Or do you want a little bit of what he just got?
No, I don't. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Gabba. Come back anytime.
Thanks a lot, Ed.
I was my special guest, Gabba Lapid, here on Elcott The Next Step. The level that I've received today on the program has been so strenuous and far-reaching that is finally affected by motor sensory skill. I will reacquire my motor sensory skill very soon, but in the meantime, that's what happened to me. This is a result of a variety of overstepping that I talk about, Jerry. And I did get the truth gong, so I am right about Jerry getting dick sucked. But...
You want some water?
No, I don't want any water. I got the truth gong when I talk about Jerry getting dick sucked. But I got leveled again when I pointed out that Overlord P was the one to suck a dick. That required another level, but after you get a truth gong, Jerry, do you spend it?
Dr. Elcott wants me to explain that once you get the truth gong and then you're leveled again, it does cause temporary motor sensory damage.
Right. But this is the way it's supposed to be in Elcott's next step. Now people say to me, why would you be in a religion that essentially, you know, messes up your mind? Well, Elcott, the next step, not only messes up my mind, okay, from a leveling, but also help me. Elcott, help me. And my life had never been better. Before I had Elcott, the next step, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do. We'll take a momentary break with Rebecca Elcott.
You're listening to Elcott, the Next Step, from Wampaw University in the village of Waukegan Wampaw, upstate New York. Please send all of your inquiries to Elcott, the Next Step, in care of Dr. Ed Elcott, Ark of Reaffirmament, Saviors Hall, Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York.
Friends, Dr. Ed Elcott is coming to your town. Do you want to establish your own Elcott franchise? Well, you can. Come listen to Dr. Ed Elcott give one of his 6 reaffirming lectures. Meet with Dr. Ed Elcott and our various overlords and priesterlies. The Overlord Priesterly Tour. This will be our 6th consecutive tour. Come on out, bring the kids. Watch the overlords level and reaffirm. Hear the truth gong. And watch as Dr. Ed Elcott survives leveling after leveling as he missteps, but then correctly steps through Elcott, the next step.
The Overlord and Priesterly Tour, it's coming to your town. Next stop,
Utica, New York.
Next week. That would be next week, December the
30.
In
Utica, New York.
Elcott, the next step, the Priesterly and Overlord Tour.
Then Dr. Ed Elcott, my motor sensory skill will be coming back pretty soon. I'm pretty sure they will. I got leveled out, and there was a steaming of my mind. If you understand what the steaming of the mind is, when your mind is steamed, you've been leveled and you've gotten your brain cooked. We'll go a phone call. Hello, you're on Elcott, the next step. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Is this Dr. Elcott?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
My name is Ray Faberly. Listen, I'm not a member of your religion. I wanted to ask you, though. I'm listening here with my wife. We're driving in the car. We're on our way to San Diego. We're going to go down to SeaWorld, and we're going to spend the weekend. And I'm listening to you being abused. It sounds like you're getting electrical shock. It sounds as if you're going through the tortures of the damned. I don't understand how any religion could possibly put anyone through something like this and expect people to remain loyal to it.
Well, good question. And I tell you why. If you want, I'll tell you what to go on.
Okay, but do you know that the way you sound right is very disturbing? It sounds as if you're hurt.
No. Yeah, it was hurt, but not bad.
Yeah, and you're all right? You don't need a doctor?
No. When you're leveled the way that I got leveled after the truth gong, you know?
I don't know about a truth gong. I don't know anything you're saying. I'm just saying, are you in pain right now?
Oh, yeah, well, of course I'm in pain, but it's good pain. Understand, Sir Ray, is that your name?
What do you say?
Is Ray your name?
Yes, my name is Ray.
Ray, understand that when we're leveled, we're molecularly rearranged. So there is a little bit of pain involved. But it's okay because I know I'm going to be okay.
Well, you don't sound okay at all.
No. I'm going to be okay.
All right. Wait, is that Jerry guy there?
Yes, I'm right here, sir.
My wife and I were talking. It sounds as if you are partially responsible for this.
Why would you say that?
Because you're sitting there telling the overlords or whoever these guys are, look, if it was me, I'd call the police.
What are you going to, what do you think the police can do? The police have no power against the overlords.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
The police have no power. The police can do nothing against the overlord. Nothing at all. My goodness. Why don't you just, you and your wife there, and in your little car, and go down to your zoo trip or whatever you're doing. Don't bother me.
Oh, man. Honey, did you hear this? This asshole, this guy who sounds like he thinks he's some kind of special.
Has the overlord do that?
Yes, I called the overlord power from remote. They didn't have to come into the room. They went ahead. They're actually watching right now one of the CIF playoff games.
Overlord watched the CIF playoff?
Yes.
Overlord just leveled a man a car. And that's a pretty bad. They were driving a car.
Well, that's their problem.
Well, you know they probably get in a car wreck.
That's their problem. It's not my problem.
Jerry, no, please, Jerry, don't do it.
All right, overlords, I'm sorry. All right, for those of you listening, Dr. Elcott has been leveled, and this is what we call our sonic leveling. It sounds like you heard it. It just... So not only is he molecularly rearranged, but he's rearranged at the atomic level. And why was that? Because he asked too many questions about what happened to that couple in San Diego. For all we know, their car is off the side of the road, burning right now, with the two of them trapped inside. But that is not anything for him to be concerned with. Now, I'm Jerry. I have no interest at all in Elcott the Next Step. I have no interest in this religion. I have been chosen by the overlords to be the intermediary for this information. Okay, but I could care less about their religion. I lift my leg to it. I would take the Elcott the Next Step Bible and pull my cheeks apart, my ass cheeks, and dump on it if I could, if there was one here. But there isn't. That's how I care. That's how much I care about this. Now, what do you think of that, Ed? Yeah, see, Ed's been atomically rearranged. This is going to take some time. All right, Ed, this is Jerry. What's your name?
Doctor.
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 Ed Elcott.
Ala wala.
Jesus. That's something. Hi, you're on Elcott the Next Step. This is Jerry.
Oh, hi, Jerry. I wanted to see if Dr. Elcott... I heard something rather shocking. It sounded like he was... My wife's here.
We heard Dr. Elcott. It sounds like he was attacked or something.
No, he wasn't attacked. What happened to Dr. Elcott was he was leveled molecularly and then atomically.
What is that?
That because he was asking too many questions and he was getting a little lippy and smart.
Are you the man?
Yes, I'm Jerry.
Well, we are not. We just heard Ed Elcott. We enjoy listening to Ed Elcott.
Yeah, but my wife and I enjoy listening to Dr. Elcott, and we're very...
All right, we've lost contact with that caller. Let's go to another phone call. Hi. Oh, look at this. It's Beans Halberstam. Hello, Beans.
Well, Dr. Elcott got cooked up.
Well, Dr. Elcott got cooked up in a way. Got his. This is Beans Halberstam, everyone. Beans is a priesterly about to become a preservative, and she's only two steps away from being an overlord, and she's only 4 years old.
Dr. Elcott?
Dr. Elcott is right now, Ed, it's Beans Halberstam.
Dr. Elcott, this is Beans.
Hey, why I get goo goo?
Good for the number two.
What a goo goo TV.
Jesus, that's harsh.
Goo goo loo woo.
Dr. Elcott.
Let's get quiet. Nobody's
there. Yeah, he's out. He's out. Okay, they just leveled him. He gave too much. He gave a whole passel of stuff there to Beans Halberstam. And as a result of that, Beans called down the overlords, and you just heard what happened. He's been rearranged now molecularly, atomically, and there has been some disintegration. So I'm going to have to bag him up now. Most of him is still intact, but I'll have to bag up what's left and reintegrate at some other point. Dr. Elcott, can you hear me? Okay, Dr. Elcott, just... are you the guys?
Yeah, where is he?
Right there.
Eddie, Jerry, let's get him in the bag.
Okay, this is the... this is Elcott, the next step. These are our Teamsters. You guys know where to take him?
I thought he'd gone over to the Ark of the Refirmament, right?
Yeah, take him over to Ark of Refirmament 3.
Okay, got it.
Well, this has been a very unusual way for the program to end. I never thought that Jerry, I never thought that I would be the one that would be closing out a program. But Dr. Ed Elcott was leveled so many times today that it got to the molecular, atomic, and disintegration levels. And of course, we also heard from Gabba Lappet, and I don't know where he is or what happened to him. I think he just ran out of here screaming. I think he got frightened and ran. Seriously, because at one point in the program, I looked and I saw him take off, go through these side doors here. Did you see him, John?
I saw a guy that was running.
Yeah, because I saw Gabba Lappet take off through these side doors.
Then I saw a guy who was running across the lawn.
He was doing what?
He ran across the lawn. Come out these doors, he ran across the lawn.
Oh, that's who he was. Okay, because we saw a guy go out the side doors and run, just sprint across the lawn and dive into a... It dove into a van?
Yeah, the van was idling.
He dove into an idling van and took off. That was Gabba Lappet. This is not unusual in Elcott, the next step. But I don't know. I'm not even a member of the religion. I'm just the engineer here at the radio station. What I do is I play a reggae show on weekends. That's the crazy thing about it. You know, that's the crazy thing about it. I do a reggae show on weekends, and I'm here. Oh, gosh. Well, okay. I tell you what, John. I, if you wouldn't mind, I got to get back over to the board.
I don't. You want me to come in?
Yeah, just sit down here, because I've got to get back over here and I've got to, engineer the show.
Hey,
go ahead and say,
hey, it's John. I'm one of the Teamsters on the Elcott show, huh?
And I'm doing.
And if there's any beautiful women out there that want to maybe go dance and have a drink or something, call me up, okay? I'm over here. I live not too far away from here, but I work, and I'm also, just so you know, if there's any ladies in Elcott, the next step, I'm an initiate.
Tell them about that. Tell them about it.
Yeah, I'm an initiate, Elcott, the next step. That's why I'm a Teamster. I'm a Elcott Teamster.
Yeah!
Anyway, this is my crew. So if you're a lady, you want to go out or something. Hey, and overlords, I don't want to overstep or nothing like that.
No, that's all right. They're not going to... Well, here's one now.
Hey, overlord, don't... No. Overlord, don't... That's not fair, see? That has no effect on me. Okay, I'm fighting it off. No, I fought it off. No, you can't come in here and do that to me. I'm working on Saturday here. Come here.
Oh, my... You just hit an overlord.
Did I just hit an overlord?
Hey, you shorted out the overlord.
Hey, I'll short something else. Anyway, if you're a lady
hold on for a minute. Overlord.
Oh, no, not me again. Not me again. Okay, so John is a pile of ash. The other overlord just split out of here because I smacked him. I don't know what's going to happen to me. That it for me?
I wasn't talking to me.
All right, I guess I'm dead meat.
you go next time, Tom?
I want to go to the man.
Everybody's dead. You know, got fried out.
The man?
In the overlord got cooked. Everyone dead. Pardon 15 for upstart there at Wampa Police Department.
Yes, I'm over here at Wampa University.
Roger.
We seem to have had an incident in our broadcast center. It looks to me as if the overlords ganged up on one of the Teamsters. I think we've got three dead.
Don't say anything.
I think we have, I know we've got one that's a pile of ash, which is Jerry the engineer, and one of the Teamsters looks like he's been cooked. Ed Elcott, Dr. Ed Elcott, was taken out, and he was over at the reformment center.
Oh, serious one, man.
I don't know.
Roger. Well, probably drunk cop 15, car 16. Go to university, got a guy's ash. Got a guy got ash, one guy got cooked.
Roger, one guy got cooked.
Roger, Wampa University.
Yeah, okay, I'm responding, Unified.
I mean, we're talking about that now.
Thank you very much. We weren't very sure.
Roger.